我们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let's all prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
阿们，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin our Friday evening service.
一起来唱赞美诗224首。
Let's sing hymn number 224.
阿们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all beloved brothers and sisters.
我们先来看两节经文。
Let's first refer to two Bible verses.
我们请看耶利米书的17章第9节。
First, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19.
耶利米书17章9节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9.
9节，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？第10节。
Verse 10.
我主是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。好，我们再来看箴言第四章。
Let's next turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章23节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
23节，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。哦，这两处的经文都跟我们谈到心的问题。
These two verses both talk about the issues of the heart.
哦，在圣经里面，心这个字所代表的意义不是指着人身体上的一个器官。
In the Bible, when it talks about the heart, it's not just referring to the functions of the heart as an organ of the body.
哦，而是指着具有主宰人的性格。人的品性，人的好恶，人的选择的功能。
Rather, it encompasses the minds, the knowledge, the decision making, the characteristics of each of us.
哦，所以有人用品性来代表心所包含的一切。
品性是
character.
So, a person's character is referred to as the heart.
这个也很恰当啊。
And this is kind of abstract.
哦，所以在这个箴言的这个三二十三章的七节。
So we look at Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7.
哦，二十三章的七节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7.
七节，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。在这里呀。说心怎么想，就怎么做人了。
Here the verse says that for as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
就好像说品德怎么样，他的行为就怎么样。
In other words, it says it means that a person's actions is a reflection of his character.
我们都知道一个正确的心思是人际关系以及自我成熟必备的条件。
And a good character is a prerequisite to a harmonious interpersonal relationship between us and the people around us.
所以箴言的作者在这个四章的二十三节特别提醒我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
So that's why the author of Proverbs specifically mentioned in chapter 4 verse 23 to guard our hearts above all else.
因为我们一生的果效都是从心发出来的。
Because all that we are, all the fruits we bear will result from the type of heart that we have.
真的就是这样啊。人的思想也好，言语也好，行为也好，都是从人的心所发出来的。
Indeed, what we think, what we say, what we do, it all comes out of our hearts.
主耶稣在路加福音的六章四十五节。
If we refer to Luke chapter 6, verse 45,
说到说善人从心中所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心所存的恶就发出恶来。
A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bring forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth evil.
给这个箴言的四章二十三节做的最好的一个注解。
And it is a conclusion to the statement made in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
那既然人是好或者是不好，都是由内在的心所存的是什么来做决定。
And a person, whether that person is viewed as good or evil, is determined by the content of their heart.
那我们就应当更加的谨慎来保守我们的心思意念。
Since that's the case, we should be more watchful of what we think about in our hearts.
不要被贪婪、嫉妒、骄傲、愤怒等等占据我们的心。
And we should not be consumed by our greed, our jealousy, or our pride.
让我们的心地能够更善良。
That way, we can become more gentle and more kind.
让我们的家庭能够更和谐、更温暖。
And bring harmony and warmth to our family.
那我们到底要怎么样才能保守我们的心？
So how do we guard our hearts?
那我们先来了解一下为什么要保守我们的心。
Let's first look at the reasons as to why we need to guard our hearts.
我们刚刚所读的箴言四章的二十三节，这一开始就强调保守我们的心胜过一切。
In the beginning statement of chapter 4, verse 23, it says that we need to guard our hearts above all else.
然后接着才谈到口，谈到眼，谈到脚，谈到手。
And only then, in the verses that come afterwards, do the author go on to talk about a person's mouth, lips, or eyes.
因为人如果能够控制自己的心，就能够控制一切。
Because if a person is able to guard their heart, then they are able to guard all the other organs of their bodies.
所以控制我们的心，是治本而不是治标。
And so the guarding our hearts is a process, not a goal.
很多时候我们看那个坏蛋恶人，他之所以是恶人，不是他的手恶，他的脚恶，他的眼恶，他的口恶。
When we see a criminal, that person is not a criminal only because his hands are evil, his eyes are evil, his ears are, or mouth are evil.
而是心中所存的恶。
Rather, his criminal intent comes from his own heart.
所以有人说恶行之先，乃在于先存有恶心。
So, evil actions come from the evil heart.
所以圣经固然 要我们保守我们的眼睛、我们的脚、我们的口、我们的手等等。
So, the Bible does talk about the need for us to guard our eyes, our hands, our mouth, and our feet.
但是保守心却是胜过保守一切。
But above all else, the Bible wants us to prioritize guarding our hearts first.
一生的果效就是从心发出。
Because out of it springs the issues and the fruits of our life.
所以告诉我们为什么要保守我们的心。
And so why do we need to guard our hearts?
因为我们心中所存的思想会造成我们一生是成功还是失败。
Because all the thoughts that come out of it will determine our success or failure in upholding God's law in our life.
西方人这么说，说要小心你的思想。
And in Western thought, there's a saying that goes, be careful what you think about.
因为你的思想久了就会变成你的习惯。
Because your thoughts will reap habits.
久了会变成你的行动。
And
action.
And so
小心你的思想, yeah. 会变成行动。
Be careful of your thoughts, because your thoughts will reap forth actions.
那行动会变成习惯。
And your actions will reap forth habit.
习惯就会变成个性。
Your habit will reap forth character.
那个性就决定我们是成功还是失败。
And our character will determine whether we are successful or a failure.
所以我们都知道一个人唯有拥有正大光明的心思意念。 才会有正大光明的行为。We
need to have the correct thoughts in order to have the correct actions.
所以箴言在很多地方都在提醒我们。
So we can see this reminder occurring again and again in Proverbs.
要我们要谨慎自己的心不要让贪婪、嫉妒、骄傲、愤怒来占据我们的心。
And we need to guard our hearts to prevent greed or jealousy or hatred for consuming it.
比如说箴言的十六章三十二节。
For example, we look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
十六章的三十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 32.
三十二节，不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。
He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules is better than one who takes a city.
那我们再来看二十五章的二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 25, verse 28.
二十五章二十八节。
Chapter 25, verse 28.
人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑没有墙垣。
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
所以箴言的作者在很多地方不断的强调要制服我们的心。
So the author of Proverbs talk in multiple verses about the need to rule over our own hearts.
就好像有人说说没有人能够打倒我们自己。
And just like the saying goes, there's nobody who can truly defeat us.
除了我们自己心里头的恶念。
Only our evil desires can defeat ourselves.
所以我们每个基督徒应当要学习保守我们的心。
So we must learn to guard our own hearts.
消除我们心中的恶念。
To rid of all evil thoughts within.
因为心中所存的思想将会造成我们一生是成功还是失败。
Because all that is within our hearts will determine whether we have a successful or a failure of life.
我们看这个卖主的犹大。
Let's look at Judas Iscariot who betrayed Jesus.
在约翰福音的十三章二节。
We look at John chapter 13 verse 2.
那边说这个撒旦进到他的心里头了。
We can see that the devil already placed evil thoughts into his heart.
有了卖主的心就会有卖主的实际的行为。
And once he had the thought of wanting to betray Jesus, then he would later follow it with action.
所以犹大就成了失败的人。
As a result, Judas became a failure.
所以为什么我们要保守我们的心呢？
So why do we need to guard our own hearts?
因为它决定我们一生的成功以及失败。
Because it will determine whether our life ends in success or defeat.
那再来为什么要保守我们的心的第二点。
Now let's look at the second reason why we need to guard our own hearts.
因为我们心中的想法将会左右我们的判断力。
Because our train of thought will determine the way we judge things.
一个人心中所存比如说如果你有存着成见或者是喜恶这个好恶将会左右到我们对周遭事物人的判断跟看法。
If we allow ourselves to have incorrect thoughts about what is morally correct or not, then it will negatively influence our ability to judge what is right or wrong.
那将会产生这个错觉我们还不知道。
And when we make an error in judgment, we will not even realize it.
这个撒母耳记记上记载大卫受他父亲之托到前线去探望他的哥哥们。
If we look at 1 Samuel, we'll find a story about how David went to the battlefield at the directive of his father.
他刚好遇到这个非利士人的勇士哥利亚在校正。
And there he saw Goliath, the Philistine giant, mocking the Israelites.
那大卫听了心中非常的生气。
And once David heard the Philistines' taunts, he became very angry.
就问周遭人说这个人是谁那如果有人能够杀了他，除掉以色列人的羞辱那将会得到什么赏赐
And David asked those around him,Who is this man that he should mock God and his chosen people? And what will be given to one who kills him?
那 旁边人就回答，哦，那如果能够杀掉这个巨人哥利亚，哦，这个王啊，哦，会免去他担差纳粮，哦，还会把公主嫁给他。
And the people around him replied that whoever is able to kill the giant will be rewarded greatly and even be able to marry into the king's family.
哦，这个时候大卫的大哥以利亚刚好回来，哦，
And at the moment David'sOldest brother came upon the scene.
哦，他听到啊，这个大卫在问这个事情啊，心里头就很不高兴了。
Once he heard David asking this question, he became very angry in his heart.
哦，劈头啊，就骂大卫。
And he directly rebuked David.
哦，我知道啊，你的骄傲和你心里哦心里的恶意啊，你下来特为了要看征战的。
And his brother said to David.I know what's in your heart that you came down here with a proud heart, only wanting to see what's going on in the battle.
哦，大卫啊，哦，他什么话都没有跟他哥哥讲哦，他哥哥啊，劈头就骂他说他心里骄傲。
David had not really spoken anything about himself, and yet once his brother saw him, he rebuked him directly.
为什么会这样？
Why did he do so?
哦，可能这个哥哥以利亚心里头啊，对这个小弟大卫啊，就已经存在偏见跟成见了。
It is possible that at the time Eliab was already having a sense of jealousy toward David, and he looked down upon him.
哦，想到啊，撒母耳先知啊，来家里吃饭的那一天呢、啊。
And he was probably thinking back to the day when the prophet Samuel came to visit his family.
要从我们众兄弟当中啊，高一个人哦，将来做以色列的王。
And how the prophet was there to anoint one of the children to be king.
哦，想不到啊，竟然不是我这个大哥以利亚，而是这个小弟弟牧羊的小弟大卫。
And how it turned out that Eliab, the older brother, got passed.For the position, and it fell instead to the youngest son, David.
哦，我想啊，啊，这股怨气啊，哦，在这个大哥以利亚心里头啊，已经哦很久了。
I'm sure that Eliab has been holding on to this jealous feeling for a long time.
哦，所以当他一听到这个大卫啊，在向人询问哦，如果啊能够除掉这个讨战的哥利亚哦，会得到什么赏赐？哦，他心里头那个火啊。哦，就烧出来了。
So once he heard David inquiring about the rewards of killing Goliath, he immediately became very angry at David.
哦，他直截了当的判断大卫就是骄傲。
And he immediately made a judgment that David was being proud here.
哦，所以人心里头所存的是什么，会左右我们对周遭人事物的判断。
And so what feelings reside in our hearts will influence how we judge other people.
哦，有个故事说到啊，啊，有一个砍柴的樵夫哦，他弄丢了他的斧头啊。
There's a story about a lumberjack who accidentally lost his axe head.
哦，他一直找不到。
And he could not find the axe.
哦，他怀疑啊，可能是隔壁的人偷的。
And he began to suspect that it was his neighbor that stole his axe.
哦，所以当他看到隔壁的那个人哦。哎，越看就是越像偷他斧头的小偷。
So the more he looked at his neighbor, the more he imagined that person to be the thief that stole his axe.
走路像小偷，讲话像小偷。
Anything that he says or do, he viewed as the actions of a thief.
哦，根本就是小偷了啊。
And so he mentally viewed his neighbor as the thief.
只差我没有证据而已。
The only thing that he lacked was the evidence.
几天之后啊，他找到他的斧头了。
And a few days later, he found the axe that he lost.
他再看看隔壁的那个人。
Then he viewed his neighbor once again.
再怎么看也不像小偷。
And the neighbor has no longer looked like a thief.
哦，那原因出在哪里？
So what's the reason that he had the thought his neighbor looked like a thief?
不在于隔壁那个人啊，他有任何的改变，而在于啊，哦，这个丢掉斧头的樵夫啊。他的心改变了。
It's not because the appearance of his neighbor changed, but rather it's because the heart and mindset of the lumberjack changed.
哦，所以我们做基督徒啊，更应当要学习保守我们的心。
So as a Christian, we need to learn how to guard our hearts.
哦，因为我们的思想会导致于我们的判断力。
Because our thoughts will influence our ability to correctly judge things.
哦，古时候的人说啊，说心就好像我们哦这个身体的王一样。
The heart is like the king within us.
哦，这个心呢，就好像树的根，就好像这个水果的果蒂。
The heart is the root of a tree.
哦，那如果这个心坏了。
And if the heart became rotten,
哦啊，那哦这个人呐、啊，哦就会为恶。
Then an entire person will become rotten and evil as well.
哦，树就会枯干。
The root is rotten. The tree will wilt and die.、
哦、水果就会掉落。
And its fruits will fall.
哦，所以心不可以坏掉。
So hearts cannot become rotten.
哦，我们要努力呀、啊，哦来保守我们的心。
Rather, we must take care to guard our hearts.
哦，来做一个心地善良、哦、行为正直的基督徒。
So that we can become a Christian with a kind and、good actions.
哎，这是我们哦啊、这个读的箴言哦，这个啊保守我们的心胜过保守一切哦，应当要立的志向。
So this is the type of mindset we should have as a Christian to guard our own hearts.
哦，那既然我们已经知道为什么要保守我们的心胜过一切，那要怎么保守我们的心
？So now that we know the importance of guarding our own hearts, how do we do so?
哦，刚刚一开始我们读到的哦，这个耶利米书的17:9啊，说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处啊。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, we just read that man's heart is evil above all else in him.
哦，就好像哦，我们俗话说啊，说人不自私，天诛地灭啊、哦，所以人都是要自私的。啊、哦，人如果不 selfish 哈、哦，世界就毁灭了啦。
And some people say that the world runs on greed and selfishness.
哦，当然我们做基督徒哦，我们不是只有在消极的方面哦，不要有害人的心呢、啊。
So we should not only not harm other people by our actions.
哦，那在积极的方面呢、啊，更要有爱人的心呢、啊。
We should also proactively love them.
哦，要做一个心地良善的基督徒，在现在这个邪恶的时代，真的是很困难。
It's very difficult to be a kind and loving Christian in the type of society we live in today.
哦、但是要怎么保守我们自己啊？
But how do we guard ourselves?
哦，我们经常听到一句话了哈、哦，说要将心比心呢、啊。啊，将心比心呢、啊，就是啊，哦，要设身处地，站在人的立场上替人家想。
We often talk about the need for us to stand in other people's shoes.
哎，好、哦，所以我们呢、啊、就用这个将心比心哈、哦、来思想啊，怎么保守我们的心。
So let's use that to think about how we should guard our hearts.
好，那第一个，我们的将心比心呢、啊，哦，就是用我们的心来比人家的心呢、啊。
First thing we need to do is to compare our hearts to the hearts of the other person.
好，就是刚刚我们所说的，凡事都能够设身处地为别人来着想。
That means that we need to think about the needs of other people before committing our actions.
哦，来作为啊。决定我们怎么样对待对方的态度跟行为。
You have to decide about how we should treat other people.
哦，这个哦，最近在台湾哈、哦、有一个事情哈、哦，也是大家都在讨论。
Recently in Taiwan, there's a news event that had many people talking.
哦，就是有一所这个高中哈、哦，有四个学生呐、啊，到一个餐厅去吃饭。
It was about how four high school students went to dine at a restaurant.
哦，那这个餐厅的老板哦，哎，他啊，知道说高中生哦正在发育哦，所以啊啊有一个特别优惠哦，就是、啊、你可以免费哦哦这个加饭哦，你要吃多少饭都没有关系哦，不另外收钱。
And the owner at the restaurant knows that people at high school age are still growing, so he allowed high schoolers to get unlimited amount of refills for rice.
Oh, 但是唯一的要求就是你必须要出示你是学生的证明，你要把学生证 ID 学生 ID 给老板看一下。
The only thing that you need in order to take on this offer is to present a student ID to the restaurant manager，
证明你真的就是学生，所以老板就会免费提供你这个吃多少饭都没关系。
If you present the correct ID, you'll be able to get all the rice you want。
那这四个学生没有带学生的 ID。
And these four students forgot to bring their IDs。
所以他就不满这个老板这个不给他们加饭。
And so the manager refused to let them get free refills on rice。
吃完饭之后把这个盘子倒扣在桌子上。
And after the students finish eating, they put the plates upside down onto the table.
然后把这个menu 把它揉成一团丢在那个碗这个没有吃完的汤里面。
And then they crumple the paper menu and toss it into the unfinished soup bowl.
那把桌子弄得很乱。
And then left the table in a very messy state.
借着这样来抗议老板哦。
They did this as a protest against the manager.
来表达他们的不满。
And to express their discontent.
这个老板觉得这个学生而且那个高中是一流的高中
And since the high school is that the students went to are considered to be a pretty good school.
他觉得说这个学生怎么可以这样子
The manager was very upset and wondered why the students behaved that way.
一来等于是羞辱了这个老板。
Because their actions were meant to humiliate the manager of the restaurant.
二来也不爱惜食物。
And they showed that they did not truly want to conserve the food.
所以就取消那一所学校的学生能有免费加饭的这个优惠。
As a result, he revoked the privilege for the student, for all the students at that particular high school from participating in the free refills for rice offer.
那这个事情经过媒体一报道，这个高中的校长主动到那个餐厅是向老板对不起。
And as a result of the publicity, the principal of the high school personally went to the restaurant to apologize.
但是学校的老师却不这么认为。
But the teachers at the school do not feel that the principal's actions were warranted.
学校的老师觉得说学生没有错。
The teachers thought that the students did no wrong.
如果觉得这个餐厅的服务不好，甚至老师也说他也会丢菜单。
And some of the teachers said that if the restaurant did this kind of poor service to me, then I would have done likewise.
那这个消息经过这个媒体经过网络有宣传出去在网络上有很多的高中生就集体串联支持这四个学生的行为，甚至说要到那个餐厅去翻桌子。
And as the news spread online, there were many high school students wanting to band together to protest on behalf of the four students and even to cause vandalism at the restaurant.
或者是抵制不去那家餐厅吃饭。
Or they began a movement to boycott that restaurant.
那整个事情引起社会的舆论的讨论。
And the event caused many discussions about people's actions.
有人认为学校的做法不对。
Some people thought that the actions that the school undertook was wrong.
尤其这个你学校是教育的机构
Especially since a school is a place of learning.
学生做错事情固然他们因为年轻会做错做错事情没有关系，但是要教导他们要认错要改过。
The students are still learning. It is okay that they committed some wrongs, but they must be taught the correct things and be taught to apologize.
而不是变成这个附和这些学生的行为。
And the school should not reinforce the wrongs that the students did.
那这些学生他的偏差的行为如果没有受到纠正的话，将来他毕业之后他出了社会 那将会对社会也好，对国家也好，有相当程度的这个损害。
Because the students' incorrect actions were not corrected by the school, once they graduate and enter into society, their incorrect mindset will cause greater harm to the society.
那小弟对这个事情个人的看法，我们就像刚刚我们所要分享的说怎么样保守我们的心，第一个就是将心比心。
So if we were to apply what we learned in this sermon to our lives and to judge the issues that we talked about, we need to first understand the importance of standing in the other person's shoes.
这个世界在功利主义的这个引导下，很多人都已经失去了感恩的心。
In the wealthy and abundant society today, many people no longer know how to have a heart of thanksgiving.
反正我付钱嘛。
They only think about what they already have given.
我不吃，我要浪费食物是我的事情啊。
And they think that thus they are free to do whatever they want.
我给钱啊，所以你就要服务我，让我满意啊。
They figure that once you pay somebody, that other personhas an obligation to let you do whatever you want.
有一个这个工读生大学生在这个餐厅打工工读啊，扫地拖地。
There was a college student who worked at a restaurant to earn money.
那有一个这个家长看到就问他说，你在学校这样打工啊，一个小时多少钱啊？
And one of the parents, upon seeing the student performing custodial work, asked how much money the student earned.
他说60块台币一个小时，等于说一个小时两块钱美金。
And the student replied, I earn about 60 Taiwanese dollars or 2 American dollars per hour.
这个家长真的是浪费生命啊，才两块钱你做这种事情没出息啊。
And the parent,And this parent directly said to the student that you're earning so little money, you're wasting your life away right there.
你应该去外面去找那个这个更好的这个这个时薪
You should go out and find a better job.
在这个功利主义之下，或许很多人都会这样的教导，这样的在看待事情。
Sure, this is probably what many people are taught today in society.
但是却没有人会教导那个学生说，一个小时才两块钱美金，你还这么认真做，了不起。
But nobody's teaching about how the student should be commended for working so hard, even though his salary was only $2 per hour.
来鼓励这个学生服务的精神。
And the students not being taught about the importance of having a good working mindset.
吃苦的精神。
The mindset to be willing to suffer and work hard.
所以就如同那个学校的学生表现一样。
And so this is just like the actions of these four high school students that we talked about earlier.
这个世代的人都认为很多事情都是理所当然。因为我是消费者，我给钱。
Many people today in society think that since they're the consumer, they're always right. They have the final say.
已经都不懂得感恩了。
And they're no longer thankful to the producers.
为什么有眼前的食物可以吃？
Why is it that we are able to have the food that we have today?
是不是要对辛苦的农人来感谢？
Is it not because of the hardworking farmers that we should give thanks for?
是不是要为那些服务我们的人来感谢？
Is it not because of the people who serve us at our restaurants and our stores? Should we not thank them?
这个世代已经失去了这样的美德啊。
But society today is slowly losing this type of good habit of thanksgiving.
已经没有办法将心比心了。
They're no longer able to stand in the shoes of other people.
所以我们要怎么保守我们的心？
So how do we guard our hearts?
第一个就是将心比心，用我们的心跟对方的心做个调整交换。
First is to stand in other people's shoes and to see things from their perspective.
站在对方的立场来想。
To view things from the perspective.
再来决定我要怎么用什么样的态度，用什么样言行，来对待。
And then you start to figure out what kind of attitude should we have toward them.
这是第一个，我们怎么样保守我们的心。
This is the first item.
第二个，对我们基督徒来说，除了将我们的心跟对方的心来将心比心还不够。
It's not enough for us just to stand in other people's shoes to try to understand their hearts.
我们还要会将我们的心跟神的心来做比较。
We also need to learn how to stand in God's shoes and compare our hearts to His.
也就是主耶稣所说的以基督耶稣的心为心。
So we need to be a person who is after God's heart.
箴言的23章26节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 23 verse 6.
那边说到说我儿，你要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Here it says 23 verse 6.
23 verse 26.
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
所以我们要将我们的心归给神。
So we need to give our hearts to God.
让神来洁净我们的心思意念。
So that our God can cleanse our hearts and our thoughts.
让神的心意来决定我们行为动机。
So that our actions will be determined by the mindset of God.
就如同保罗在加拉太书五章二十七节所说的。
It's just like what Paul mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 verse 27.
就是要靠圣灵行事。
We need to do all things according to the Holy Spirit, live in the Spirit.
很多时候我们还是任凭我们心中的欲望在做主。
A lot of times we still do things according to our own fleshly desires.
让我们的信仰跟我们的生活是完全脱节的。
As a result, our faith is divorced from our lifestyle.
所以我们要怎么保守我们的心？
So how do we guard our hearts?
当我们要做一切决定的时候，我们用我们的心跟耶稣基督的心来做个比较，做个反省。
When we make our decisions, we need to compare our hearts and mindsets with that of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣现在正在看我，
If Jesus Christ is looking at me now,
如果主耶稣换作是我的话，
If Jesus was to take my place at this moment,
他会怎么做？
What would he do?
如果主耶稣现在正在看我，我会怎么做？
If Jesus is looking at me right now, what will I do?
最近还有一个这个新闻也很有趣，在台湾。
Recently, there's another interesting bit of news from Taiwan.
有一个年轻人坐火车。
About how a youth was taking the train.
那看到有一个白头发的这个老先生上了火车。
He saw an old man with gray hair walking onto the train.
他不但不让座那旁边有人让座要给那个老先生坐。那这个年轻人自己不让座，还把自己的行李就站在那个位置不让那个老先生坐。
He refused to let this old man have a seat, and even when the passenger next to him offered their seat, he ended up taking his own luggage and putting it on the seat so the old man cannot take it.
这个老先生就跟他理论起来了。
So the old man began to talk with him about this.
这个年轻人火气很大一边喝那个 bubble tea 还把 bubble 把那个珍珠奶茶的珍珠吐出来朝那个老先生丢。
And this youth was very angry at the old man and even took the bubbles from his bubble tea to toss at this man.
这个还很大声这个骂对方。
And he was belligerent and berated this old man.
哪知道说他全部这个失控的行为被旁边的人当场拍摄下来。
He did not realize that other passengers around him were filming the whole things on their phones.
把它贴到网络上，新闻节目也都播出来了，全民大家都在责备，甚至人肉搜索把它找出来了。
And soon the video of his actions went viral, and many people were sending death threats against him, and they found his address.
结果他是个工程师33岁而已。
He was a 33-year-old engineer.
他的工作就是 维修保养哦，那个那个哦，火车站呢卖票的那个 machine 哦。
His job was to maintain the ticket vending machines at train stations.
哦，结果他失控的行为啊，那公司哦知道了，觉得这个哦啊对公司的形象有很大的哦损伤，所以把他停职了。
And so he was fired from his job because he gave the railway a very negative impression.
哦，停职哦，哎，就好像是 lay off 一样哦，不算 fire 哦，但是说你不用来上班哦。
He was suspended from his work.
给你休长假哦，没有薪水。
And he was not paid during his suspension.
哎，好啊，那他被舆论的压力逼得他哈、哦，戴着帽子啊，戴着口罩哈、哦，哎，出来认错哈、哦，啊，在那边哈、哦，跟那个啊老先生哦，啊，在那对不起哦，跟社会的人士在对不起啊。
And he had to come out publicly to apologize for his actions and to.Against the old man.
哦，跟火车上那个凶狠的样子完全不一样。
And when he made his public apology, he was totally different from that angry person that was captured on video.
哦，虽然他戴着帽子、戴着口罩哦，但是在火车上哦，他长什么样子，人家都拍下来了。
Even though he wore a cap and a mouth guard mask to protect his identity, but anybody who viewed the online video can tell what he looked like.
哎。小弟在想哦，今天呢、啊，我们哦也有一架无形的摄影机，二十四小时在拍我们。
And likewise for us today, there's always this video that's being taken of us.
哦，就是我们的主耶稣啊。
And the videotape is God.
哎，他的圣目啊，监察着我们。
And His eyes are constantly upon us.
哦，不但看我们的行为，还看到我们的内心。
He not only sees our actions, he also sees the heart behind the actions.
哦，所以我们要怎么保守我们的心
？So how do we guard our own hearts?
我们要想到神在监察我们。
We have to realize that God is constantly watching us.
哦，我们要想到如果主耶稣站在今天我的立场，主耶稣会怎么做
？We have to think about what would Jesus do if he is in our shoes today.
哦，所以以耶稣基督的心做我们的心。
So we need to be someone who is after God's heart.
我们就能够啊保守我们的心哦。
Then we'll be able to guard our own hearts.
哦，所以保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
So we need to guard our hearts above all else.
哦，因为啊我们的心哦决定我们一生的成功或者是失败。
Because our hearts will determine whether our life ends in success or defeat.
哦，我们的心呢啊会左右我们对事物对人的判断。
Our hearts will affect our judgment toward other people.
啊，那我们要怎么来保守
？So how do we guard our own hearts?
哦，我们要学会换个立场替人家想。
We have to learn how to stand in other people's shoes and see things from their perspective.
哦，我们更要明白哦，神都在监察哦。换作哦，如果是主耶稣啊、在我们的立场上，我们应该要效法主耶稣的做法。
You also need to understand that God sees all our thoughts and our deeds. So we need to think about if Jesus is in our shoes today, what will he do?
哦，求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
哦，让我们借着保守我们的心呢，啊，一生的果效啊，都能够得到益处。
So that all the fruits that we bear in our life will be good as a result of us guarding our own hearts.
哦，我们再来唱诗。
Let's conclude with a hymn.
来唱237首。
And 237.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we will pray together.
我们求神帮助我们每个弟兄姐妹。
Let's ask the Lord to help all of us.
哦，让我们都能够保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
So that we can guard our hearts above all else.
哦，都能够经得起神的检查。
So that we will be able to stand up to the examination of God.
啊，那我们祷告的时候啊，也为明天安息生日的聚会，哦，以及我们所知道一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let's also pray for tomorrow's Sabbath service and all the other people in need that we know of.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
And so kneel and pray together.